on Revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening, I have with me Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady, and Jenna, Death by Gucci.
Hey, hey. What's going on, party people?
Nothing much.
Good weekend?
Stuff.
Yeah. Stuff? You got good stuff?
No, just same old boring stuff.
Although you did find the official name of the wine cellar before it actually did get published.
I know, that was exciting.
Yeah, I was listening back to the show and I was like, wait a minute.
That is it.
Because she said on the show, well, we can't figure it out. You and Brandon were trying to get it, and then all of a sudden it was after the show aired that you'd actually figured out that it was called the wine cellar.
Yeah.
You did good.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I had tried wine cellar, and I spelled it wrong. I spelled C-E-L-L-E-R. And so I just typed it in, and it came and it popped up, and I was so excited. And I went to the Skype room. I'm like, I found it. It's the wine cellar. And then Jeff Nelson, he comments on our page a lot. He made a comment that it was a joke from Zynga and that it was really called the Wine Center because we whine about these properties.
Ah, the wine.
So it's the wine cellar.
Uh-huh.
We don't like these. We're begging too much.
Yeah, right when I saw it too, I thought she didn't even realize she had it.
I know.
But I didn't know it was a spelling error. So
yeah. Well, when
spell
you
check.
Yeah, this like it's funny because we say we're server snooping, and then people that don't really understand how it works thinks like we're hacking into their system, but it's really easy. You're just guessing a link address. And if you guess it correctly, you'll get the image. Like the ones for the banners we always post, those are super easy because they're just in chronological order. So if the last number is 14, like the next week it'll be 15.
Right. When
the, so that stuff's easy, but when you have to guess a name, it's harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and usually tougher because you're trying to get it long before you've even seen some of the items in the inventory.
Well,
so
when we saw the image, it was like, you know, it looks familiar. It looks like something. And Brandon thought it looked like a mental institution or a prison. So we're guessing all these names. So then when those loot items came out, you're like, okay, I know it has to do with wine.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
If I hadn't spelled it wrong right away, I would have got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out, like, the day after I guessed it, it came out. So I could have been a little more patient. It came out at a weird time, too. It was like a Friday night.
Unexpected.
Or Saturday night. Yeah. So my blog post on it kind of sucked because I didn't have a lot of time. But it's the same blog post as I've written for all the other ones.
Copy and paste?
Sometimes I do. That one I didn't because I was winging it. I didn't want to go into too many details. And I just linked the old one or the pit lane because I think the pit lane I went into details were the do-it-yourself lab I didn't because nothing has changed. And same with this one. It's, you know, 16 days, 471 parts, which I think if you ask twice a day, it's reasonable. You can get it done if you do those scans and you scan to get your four bragging post parts, you know, when people brag because they upgraded.
I'm not going to do it anymore. I mean,
I know,
the bragging
there's a lot of party poopers on this one because the top item, the winemaker, gives +5 energy, but we already have, like, I think there's two other ones that give +5 energy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at I know loot doesn't mean much, but, you know, the stats of these high-end loot items at the end keep increasing. So if you were building, like, for example, the Assassin's Academy, the assassin gave +5 energy. And now his stats are useless because if you have better loot.
Uh-huh.
Now if you collect your energy on the winemaker, you'll at least get a decent loot item that will be good for a month maybe.
A week or two.
I know. Well, it made me mad because I was sacrificing doing like a solar flare in the chop shop where I could have got +6 energy, but I was doing the assassin because I wanted all those loot items. And you all told me not to do that. Mike said, don't be crazy. Don't do that. And now I look back and I have like maybe 70 assassins and they're not active anymore.
So
I could have had plus 70 on my energy.
Uh-huh. Could have, should have.
Yeah, you guys did. But
we listen to you, and you don't listen to you is the problem.
No. But it's just getting out of control. You know, now we're on 23 properties that you can only make 5 of every 18 hours.
Yeah, it's got to stop.
Yeah, something's got to give. And I really, really hope they'll listen to the ideas that we and other players have suggested. You know, give people a chance to upgrade their existing properties. You know, maybe Pete, who's in his mind not going to go past level 11, well, if he gets, you know, a 16-day period to upgrade properties he hasn't, maybe he'll do. He probably would just for spite, but, you know, people that have, you know, new players are rare, but they do exist. So people that haven't been able to build any of them because they didn't even play the game would appreciate it. I don't think it would hurt. I'm one of the few people I know that has upgraded all of them.
You're crazy.
Mike, yeah, you guys always say that, but we know you're jealous.
Yeah, we're just haters. Envious. Mm-hmm. No, I really don't care. That's the deal.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't. And I've seen more on this property than most of them that I'm not doing it because it's not even worth it. All you get is energy.
Yeah, and I'm not going to worry about it. I'll post them when I see the ask button, but I don't go to any extra trouble on it.
Yeah, and a lot of people have that philosophy now.
And I have everything that I can build. It's not going to matter. I mean, aside from what you say, if you're a collector or just want all the stuff.
Or you're paranoid like me that someday they're going to say, okay, you can craft from all of them. And we'll make it useful.
Can't see that happening.
April Fools.
Yeah, that's when it's going to come out.
Well, I've always been too much of an optimist in this game.
Yep.
And I always get disappointed.
I know.
But I'm so optimistic about, I see it over and over, this whole ad robbing to family progression. I really think that could happen.
It's simple. It's a really simple fix.
It would solve so many problems, too.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we're going to talk about this. They're calling it Mega Power Attack. We talked about it on the last show, but it hadn't actually started yet, so we didn't really have much to say. I really think I can't tell if it's good or bad. It's great for like me. I love it. But someone who doesn't have a lot of stamina or a lot of health, it seems by the comments to not be very good. And I've seen about 50% love it and 50% hate it.
I don't know if it's what's helped me, but for the last 3 days, I've been able to get 150 ices, and I haven't been able to do that in a while.
Nice. That's probably why, because we're
and
doing...
So I think I like it. I'm telling myself that's why.
I really like it, but I don't know what it's like to have an account with not a lot of stamina, so I can't really say. I know we're wasting a lot of stamina now, and I was hoping Pete could answer my question on that. It seems that myself, and I've seen a lot of other players state the same, that their ratios for fighting are a lot lower now, and I believe that's due to wasting stamina. Like, if you have a live target and you go to attack him with 75 stamina, but he gets iced before your server call goes through, well, it's going to come back target already iced. And in that case, you get less experience. And I think this is nothing new for us to see, but it because of the...
I've seen it more this week of target already iced. I have noticed.
If you only use scripts, one thing about using scripts is you're wasting a lot of stamina on already iced players because the script has to attack once to get the base information. So I think that's people like me that only use scripts, I think are noticing that ratio decrease a lot more. And hopefully, Pete, you can elaborate on that.
I wish I could. I haven't spent enough time fighting to know the difference.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
you had a fight.
That does happen, right? When, you know, anytime you attack someone initially, it's the same. It's 5 stamina or 1 stamina if you're in New York or Vegas. And then it goes for the second attack. And that one's the one that's a lot, the power attack. But often you see that on your log. You'll attack once and then you'll attack twice with the power attack and get back a return that the player was already iced.
Right.
So I believe from everything I've done, and if you look through your player updates too, you can see that people attack you once, but they do this tremendous amount of damage. Well, that was a power attack. I mentioned before, I believe, that Zynga changed the player updates. We may not have talked about that. But what they did is instead of, if someone power attacks you, that's 5 attacks. And normally that would show up on your player updates. You know, so-and-so attacked you 5 times. Or it would come up as 5 individual notifications. Well, now power attacks are only counting as 1 attack. And they say that that will make the player updates faster and better. But the problem is the damage done is still taken as the total. So you're going to see a lot of funky things. And if someone attacks you once, but they did all this damage, well, that's not because they really attacked you more than once.
It just shows up as once.
Right. But I'm seeing a lot of that. They attacked me once, but they, you know, did all this damage and I got all this experience. And it's like, well, that's a power attack. And they, on the other end, they're not getting the same kind of experience as they would if they attacked a live target and won. Right. Do I believe somehow power attacking people that we lose to or are already iced in a significant number so our ratios are reduced?
So what's the number in each city? Like the power attack changed not in every city the same. That's what I haven't figured out.
Same, it's triple. So New York and Las Vegas is going to be 1 in 15. And then Brazil, Chicago, and London are 5 and 75.
Okay.
Attacks.
Right.
So it's really nice because you blow through your stamina a lot faster.
I like it. I haven't found any reason to complain yet.
Yeah, a lot of people do like it, but I've seen a lot of people that don't have a lot of stamina or health say they're having a hard time because when people attack them, so much damage is done, they can't stay alive, so they can in turn attack people and get their ices.
I see the point.
Well, I was really hoping you'd have more information, Pete.
Sorry.
You're a wealth of information.
Yeah.
A wealth of nothing.
What is your problem?
You're supposed to know everything.
I've been too busy serial leveling and I don't have to do fighting or robbing to do it. So
you don't even have to play.
You can do it with just your energy?
Yeah, with just jobs.
Oh, do those stamina jobs.
Stamina jobs in Vegas.
I've been doing those too. Like when I'm running scans or collecting gifts, I can't fight because it won't let me fight in another window.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So,
if you choose to rob, for me anyways, it takes a long time for me to rob. Like, it'll take me like 45 minutes to get through all my stamina. So
really?
I've lately been finding myself doing these stamina jobs.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever even finished them all, so maybe I should do that. I've been trying to finish my ice season.
Did you finish it?
I'm going to end up at 3 on the diamond.
Uh-huh.
But that's better than I finished the last one. I was a 2, so...
Oh, well, good. Well, maybe the power attack thing helped you.
I think it did because I definitely hadn't gotten 150 ices a day in a long time.
Yeah. What I was thinking, because it seems to be like 50 and 50, I think it would be cool if Zynga does make it a permanent feature. I don't understand why they couldn't say, okay, well, in New York, it's activated. In Vegas, it's not. You know, in Brazil it is, in London and Chicago it's not. I don't think they should do it to the most active city because a lot of players rely on fighting to get their cash. And, you know, it's hard in London to get enough currency to buy your equipment items.
It is expensive.
So I think if they made this feature permanent to London, they're alienating certain players from being able to get enough currency. So I don't know what they're going to do. But I like that they're trying different things out and that they're recognizing that something has to change.
Exactly. It makes you feel better than they're just ready to throw in the towel and give it all
but
up.
But I really like the idea that we gave them on the pack. We can talk about what we asked them. We can't say what they say. But I think it was Pete maybe that suggested, you know, that with this health problem, why not give players an option for a free reallocation, like a significant one? And then I guarantee you people will dump their health.
Yeah,
some people will. Some people
will. It'll also depend on whether or not they keep this adjusted attack mode with the higher amount of damage being done. Because those people that have been building health to use it as a defense mechanism are going to continue to do that.
Yeah, you're right.
So I don't think that's going to change really.
think this triple thing really helps with the health hogs, because I ran into many players I couldn't ice.
Yeah, but I think it helped with a lot that hadn't gotten up into the 30, 40K.
Yeah,
because you're able to ice a person that's got 15K just, you know, pretty easily if you stay on them.
Unless
and
I keep
and you're not trying to do something else in another window that kind of slows you down. But yeah,
right.
Well, hopefully they'll continue looking into options.
It is a good sign.
Yeah.
So keep making improvements. Definitely fix things. That's the point.
Fix it all up.
I don't know if anyone knows who the Swede is. He's like a big power account. Mm-hmm. And I remember he said that it was the first time someone had red iced him in months.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he's pretty uniceable. You can't, I don't think many out there can actually beat him. Probably one person can.
Me.
So nope. I think people like to try to red ice him just so they can say they iced him.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, yeah, get that screenshot.
Yeah, because he has high health too. Well, it was funny when there was that bug. Remember, it lasted about a day where you couldn't lose a fight. So no matter who you attacked, you won.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people were attacking him.
I have some strong friends that definitely were complaining that day that people had been hitting them and wanted links. They were all mad. It's kind of
funny. I think Mike Nestor was saving all the links.
I wasn't going to name names.
But, he was on top of that.
There were others on top of it as well. It was kind of funny that day. Just watching people panic out. I didn't know anything was even going on. I thought it was funny, which is usually the case. I'm just late.
Yeah.
Or I would have iced somebody, Pete, something. I used to be able to ice Pete.
Bring it on.
Back on the first Battle of the Sexes, I could kick his butt.
Really?
By the second Battle of the Sexes, Pete built up.
Well, it's funny if something makes, like me, for example, I never really cared much about my attack and defense because I'm not a big fighter. But during that time when a lot of people were attacking me, it like sparked me to start building up my attack and defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, it just takes one thing that like makes you start, and then it gets addicting.
You're like, one day I'll get you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you had the Eye of the Tiger music playing in the background.
Eye of the Tiger. That's why your flash dance going.
Swiping. But I doubled my attack and defense pretty much. And then the same people can still beat me.
Yeah. There's a few out there.
Yeah. I'm really big into keeping mine level, like even.
Mm-hmm.
So my attack and defense are almost stuck.
You like everything to look pretty.
Yeah. Well, and it bugged me because all my stats were above 10,000 except for my energy. And there was no reason to want to dump 3,000 into my energy other than to get it a bigger a 5-digit number instead of a 4. It took a while. But Mike Nestor kept saying, don't spend money on energy. Just you'll build it. Just put all your level up points. And that's what I did. I didn't do any speed crafting like I did for attack and defense.
Good.
And just let the game do it. And with all these bonuses, you can level. Like if you really play and use everything possible, you can level a lot.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. If you're Pete, you can level all day.
Well, yeah, Pete doesn't even need to use all those bonuses. But I
do
still
you even know what level you are?
Me?
Pete.
Me? Yeah, I'm 9287 or something like that now.
9287, you mean 9,000?
Yeah, 9287.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
Oh.
Hold on for point of clarity. Hold on. Sorry, 9309.
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, I knew you didn't know exactly.
I'm hustling to get to 10,000, though. That's my goal now.
I'm trying to get to 5,000. I'm 4,581.
Yeah.
I'm working my way up to 3.
Well, you hardly ever play.
Yeah.
Like, so. You fight, but I don't think you do a whole lot of, like, oh, if I collect on this property, I can get an energy bonus and level.
Not unless I'm hitting somebody and trying to think of where to get more stamina, you know. I always just want more stamina. But, no, I burn through my energy because that gets me closer to leveling. So, yeah. I just don't have a lot of energy. I'm under 3,000 with energy.
Yeah, a lot of people are really low on energy.
Yeah, so there's not like in London, the only place I have jobs to do, that's two jobs.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really, you know, maybe three if I'm lucky. So it's not a lot of job time there, really.
Mm-hmm. Jobs are boring anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But they're fast. I really wish there was something, you know, the stamina jobs you can justify are like that, but I find they're still too slow.
Right.
There needs to be like something you can dump 1,000 stamina at a time.
Needs to go very fast.
Per click, yeah. Faster.
We need faster.
And that's what, no matter what they do, we're all going to still complain.
Yeah.
Always.
But as it stands now, it is a bit ridiculous on how long it takes to burn through your stamina.
Definitely. We'll see how it goes. I mean, is this rolled out to everybody? Did this happen game-wide?
It was rolled out for 12 hours, although I did see quite a few people comment that it wasn't on their account.
Uh-huh.
So it is possible it wasn't added to all accounts. And I felt they were asking for feedback. And I felt, well, that's not really fair to only have it for 12 hours because not everybody got a chance to use it. You know, I saw a lot of comments of people who are like, well, I was working or sleeping, so I didn't get a chance. And then the next day they announced that it was going to be available for the whole weekend. So there's been 48 hours of it.
Oh, so this is going to be gone by showtime, probably.
Right. It'll be all over. Unless they decide to keep it or do it again. And remember when they used to have those fight loot weekends where you'd get twice the fight loot?
Yeah, it's been a while. Double mastery and stuff.
Yeah, maybe it'll be something like that where they just offer it periodically.
Huh.
It's hard to say.
It'd be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, I want to see what they say about it and what they do.
Hmm. Well, it's a new quarter for them. So hopefully the statistics are good from the last one.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
If you look at how many are quitting every week, it's still going down. They really should work on that.
Do I even want to know what the number is?
Oh, it's low. Okay. I think it's like below, it's like around 300,000 now, daily players.
So I'll sad.
Exactly in a second. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, 340,000 daily players. Mm-hmm. And you have, you know, these metrics are very inflated, so.
Well, yeah, and you've got to always keep in mind that so many people have minis.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Pete has a better idea of how many are using scripts by how many people keep downloading their toolbar. So I'm sure those numbers are very close. So it really would not be in their best interest to do away with scripts. Mm-mm. You would see a lot more people leave.
Yeah.
I think people would be just frustrated trying to burn all their everything.
Oh, I would do it.
I know you wouldn't.
I think the majority of script users, too, are actually your hardcore, diehard players. I don't think you got to. I mean, there's some that, you know, well, I'll just try it and see what happens. But most of the people that use it regularly, day in, day out, I mean, they're your daily active players.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the people that are, they're just trying to get through the game. And be able to do all the chores that are ahead of them for an afternoon, you know. And that's the reason why they turn to scripts. I don't think it's that, you know, most of them are out to seek this major unfair advantage over other people. I don't think by nature that's where most of these players are. I think they're just, you know, doing what helps them get through their daily tasks. Mm-hmm. And when more and more daily tasks became available in the game, you know, we were kind of forced into a position of having to step outside the box and find an alternate solution to get through that stuff.
Yep.
So.
And what cracks me up too is when they do something that looks like they're trying to stop scripts, like for example, when they broke the unframing, then in turn, you guys saw an influx of people getting the toolbar. So it seems like they do something for a certain purpose and it backfires and does the opposite. And it was so funny, too, because when that happened, like the number, every blog post I write, I can see how many people actually read it. And it just, the Spotcom toolbar just was getting so many clicks. And it had, that article had been written months before that.
Right.
And it's now my number one read article.
And I do have to clarify, there is a it says Spotcom toolbar on the Conduit site. It's not ours.
Oh, really?
Somebody else has it?
Yeah, it's called the...
Is it for Mafia Wars or something totally
different? It's quasi-Mafia Wars. They embedded some of our our scripts, and then they call it the Mafia Wars Toolbar.
And do you know who they are?
It's actually called Spockholm Mafia Wars Toolbar. Anyway, it's not ours. It's something. So we're trying to figure out what we need to do to deal with that. But so, you know, we are not encouraging anybody to go out and download the conduit toolbar that says that they're the Spockholm Mafia Wars Toolbar.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. Man, that is scary, because I always just trust Spock. Everybody likes to trust Spock.
And it probably wouldn't hurt anything necessarily. I mean, you know, the Mafia Wars toolbar was a conduit toolbar too. It was and is. Yeah, I guess so. You know, and then there's other families out there that have created their own toolbars, you know, using conduit as a platform for it. But there is one out there that specifically is not ours. And, you know, our toolbar is the one that we run ourselves, and it's, you know, done to provide that safety factor we have for the players and stuff we work with. It's the reason why we do Spock on links that are, you know, tied to only in-game stuff.
Mm-hmm. Way back in the day, Meg had a toolbar.
Yeah, and that was based on the conduit one. Because I remember Chester talking about it once.
I wonder why Zynga won't do their own. Like, it just, that seems kind of cheap to me. Like, they could afford to make their own. And they're trying to encourage people to use a third-party toolbar for them.
Wait a minute. A third-party toolbar? Are you kidding me?
It's true.
No, I know. I'm just joking that it's acceptable for them to...
I know. They tell us we're not supposed to use third-party tools.
But they make us install a third-party tool in order to use their Mafia Wars toolbar. I don't know why they just didn't write it in the game. I mean, it's not rocket science, and, you know, they've got some good programmers on staff. I joke about them all the time, but, I mean, there's a talented set of people there that have done a lot of things.
Definitely.
Creating a toolbar wouldn't be that big a stretch, but, hey, you know, I guess they probably just ran the analytics and said, well, we can go out and use this one for free, or quasi-free, and we don't have to really do anything much to implement it.
They're
okay,
like,
let's
that
just go that
one's
way.
Really cool. Use that.
Yeah. Well, same with their blog. They don't have their own. It's like a type pad.
Yeah.
And it's horrible. When I would write articles for their blog, it was just such a bad editor.
Yeah.
And it's like, can't you just make up your own? Like, it would be easy enough.
Well, heck, you can host your own WordPress site for free.
Yeah. I don't know why they use this one.
I would do it that way. But.
And it doesn't even have an autosave feature on it. I learned that the hard way.
I remember that. So, Pete, was anything going on in Spockholm this week? Any changes with you guys?
No, not really. I was just going to talk a little bit about that particular thing. I was playing around a little bit personally with player updates, which is one that Jen's talked about on the show a couple of times, that you can get through the Spockholm toolbar. You can download from the website and make it your standalone bookmarklet, and that's kind of handy. And I was just kind of watching just to see what kind of activity had been going on in my account and, you know, finding some people that are trying to hit me that are losing, which is kind of nice to find.
I iced a Pistol Pete for you a little bit ago.
So did Mike. So there's a lot of Pistol Pete's floating around. So
they want to be like Pete.
Yeah, and
we'll teach them.
So I'm trying to think. We haven't had, you know, Martin's been on vacation. Ike's been on vacation, you know, and I've just been kind of doing nothing. No, just kidding. Hey, we've been trying to keep the server stuff afloat. We had problems again yesterday and today, and I don't understand what our host is up to, because on their site it didn't say that they had anything going on today. So we're getting intermittent issues. So, you know, and then in game wise, I've just been busy playing around with leveling. So, you know, looking at a couple of different ways to do it between doing London jobs and turning around and doing the stamina job in Vegas and stuff. Which has worked out pretty well, considering the ratios are pretty high. I mean, I only need like 2.06, I think, is what I shared with the group. And, you know, you can get 2.28 in London and another 2.21 in Vegas doing stamina jobs. So, you know,
you know what's really nice is that the way that the Spockholm toolbar highlights the ratio jobs.
Oh, yeah.
That's something I don't know.
It doesn't
if I would
do
remember.
It in New York, though.
No, because, yeah.
I know.
Who does New York anymore anyway, right?
Because nobody cared or everybody's done or...
You know, I don't know. I know that at one point it had to do with that they started changing how they were displaying New York, because some of them were done with Flash You know, the first three tiers or something were done in Flash, and then all of a sudden the rest of them were still done in the HTML or the, you know, jQuery model that they had set up. I don't know if that's true anymore, and I think at one point we were concerned about even trying to do it because they were also, some people had different New Yorks than other people's.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Right. And so we could not go in and just, because we didn't have accounts that had that, so we didn't know if the ratio formula was going to be the same. So I think we just kind of avoided it. And then, you know.
And you wanted people to use Joica's script too.
Right.
I remember you saying.
Yeah.
That his, you don't want to step on his toes.
Right. And his still does work.
Yeah,
his
day, works
so,
good.
I don't know if he's doing any updates to it. So, but fortunately, every city that's come out, it still worked with it. So
yeah.
It hasn't, you know, been a big deal. And then the toolbar, you know, was mainly designed for the newer cities. Now is only really just Vegas and above. That's the reason why Brazil and all the rest of them, they have a different look and feel, and obviously the formulas are calculated similarly. And so that's the reason why we did that. But
well,
yeah,
it helps.
It might be worth now, because I know that they finally reverted back to everybody got the same New York now, if I understand.
Well, they don't offer Manhattan anymore, but I believe people that did get it
are stuck
can
with
keep
it.
But they're not stuck with it. They have the option to go to customer support and get it put back to the regular New York.
But how many people know that they even need
that
to
there's a difference.
Make that contact to customer support to change it. So, yeah, it'll probably stay that we won't do the formulas there. But, you know, yeah.
But by now, people should have a good idea. Although they did change up the ratios a while back.
Yeah, and we're not doing much. I mean, well, honestly, for players that have been playing for a while, you know, we're just trying to get our stamina burned in a hurry. And really, you're not going to go back to New York to do it.
No.
Because the best you can burn in some of the districts, I guess.
Destinations.
Well, the destination would be New York. The districts would be the internal, you know, boss fight tier and all that other stuff. What, 36 or 38 energy is the best you can burn in any one shot, and that'll take you all year at our rates. So yeah. I don't see most people going back to New York to do that stuff.
I still need what's after a trillion. So
oh gosh,
I know, but I don't focus on it. So if I did, I'm sure I would be there.
Well, then still go back and fight Boss Cleto.
Right.
Is your best bet to get the most bang for your buck money-wise anyway. So for
usually when I finish the newest city, I go back and focus on it again.
Yeah.
And since I'm still, you know, dealing with London here on my low energy, it'll be a while. Now I'm almost done.
I just was thinking here today, those collector cards things, you know, I did the first two, I think. And I was just wondering if I needed to start paying attention to go back to some of those destinations to try to get the items that dropped within that particular card bonus.
I think there's a bug in the first set. The second set, I got all those items right away within a day.
Okay.
The first set, I still don't have two of the items.
Huh.
And I know they're gettable because Mike Nestor got them all, but he said it took forever. And I have tried. It's not like I've ignored it all this time. And the two of them just do not drop.
Huh.
And I thought about going to customer support, but I'm like, these items don't help me anyways, so.
Yeah, you're doing it just to be
I don't
a
even want them anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even collect anymore or try to get stuff because it's impossible.
Right.
So it doesn't really bother me that I don't have the two items, but it made me gun shy to want to buy the second set of cards.
Right.
And then when I got into updating my attack and defense, and you could really see like, spending all this money for these cards is not something worth doing when you could spend the same amount and get, you know, nearly double the skill points.
Sure, by crafting and stuff. Yeah. Up your crafting timers.
You know, and then these duplicate cards are a problem. Like if you want to go out and buy these stat cards, you have no control over which ones drop, and you could spend 200 or 300 reward points just trying to get one of them.
Yeah.
And sure, it's nice you get the stats on the card, so it's not a total waste, but you, in a sense, are wasting because you could just go speed up a property timer and get more.
Yeah.
I haven't bought the third or fourth set either. And sometimes I think about it that I want them because I feel a little incomplete over it. But I'm like, I'm not going to spend, like, you know, there would at least be like 23,000 or not 1,000. Yeah. No, about 2,000 to 3,000 reward points I would have to spend.
I've never bought them. Never gonna.
And they don't do anything special for you. Like, you don't get a badge. Or, if they really want, I shouldn't even say this, but if they really wanted people to buy those cards, they would offer an achievement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that, oh my God, can you imagine the complaints if they did that?
Well, I said, or what they need to do is actually issue out real cards you can buy, and then you redeem them in-game to complete the sets. You know, like,
yeah,
cool. Like trading cards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you could trade those cards with other people, and then you re-stimulate the trading community.
Yeah, that would be really good.
They should let us trade them. You would think cards in a game, like collector's cards, hello. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's...
And if you got eight, you know,
eBay
you trade,
is based on.
Yeah, you trade so many to someone else.
Like, I want some weapon parts. Hey, I have this card. How many can I get?
Mm-hmm. And when they're traded, they don't come over with a skill point attached to them. They just come over as a card to help people complete the set and get the final bonus super item that comes up, like the Suave Medal.
Yeah, I kind of am annoyed I don't have that, but...
Anyway.
We give them so many good ideas.
I know. And they just
those numbers Jana asked me about would not be that low if they took half of our advice. And not just, I'm not saying us as in just us. It's like the whole community comes up with ideas.
Yeah.
Some really good ideas too.
I know.
You know, and I think because people that are in the game and playing the game all the time are going to have a better idea than sometimes the people that are working there that may be playing Bubble Safari instead of
playing Bubble Safari.
Good well, day. You know they don't play much.
No, and I get a lot of requests for Bubble Safari. I never blocked it because I talked some friends into playing to help me, and they don't play Mafia Wars, and they're mad at me for quitting. And I'm like, but I already got what I needed. I don't want to play anymore. But, yeah. So, Jen, was there anything other than all that?
No, we went into most of it. The second gift for the American barbecue unlocked, and the third one will unlock tomorrow. And we got another one of those free loot items. And this is a little confusing because they usually add them to the inventory, and they added something called the Mad Scientist, which was a henchman. And then, like, maybe 4 days later, they added a Mad Professor, and it's the same loot item, same image, same stats, just a different name, but it's still in our inventory. So a lot of people thought they didn't get it, but they got the Mad Professor. And I don't know why. It seems like half the people get the pop-up and half the people don't. And the people that don't get the pop-up need to just check their inventory, and they most likely have the item.
And for those that don't know how to check your inventory, you go to inventory. And you do a filter search. Hey, I'm just helping out those players that are just getting started.
And you can't spell it wrong because it's not a smart search. It has to be exact.
Not a smart search.
No.
No. I wish they would just fix it on building my top mafia. I just wish that a long time ago they could have fixed it to filter through your thousands of friends.
Well, that's what the Mafia Manager is for.
I know, but in game it shouldn't be that hard. They added that filter button, but it doesn't really help.
Well, then we wouldn't need Spockholm if they made
no,
it.
No, we definitely need Spockholm. But I get frustrated with all the tools and things. It has to be really simple for me. It just has to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Hey, that's odd. It does. You get both items are in the inventory, Mad Professor and Mad Scientist.
Uh-huh. And they have the same identical image, identical stats.
I wonder who's been drinking at Zynga.
I don't know. Well, I was thinking maybe there was something wrong with the term Mad Scientist. Like,
yeah, but
maybe.
Then you'd think they would have dropped the image.
Yeah, they need to remove it from the inventory, too, because collectors are going to get mad that they can't get it.
Yeah, very strange.
I don't know what it was all about.
Huh.
And then there's another one in the inventory on the way called the Glowworm, so that will be our next one.
Oh,
and then they just need to decide what to do with this Mad Scientist. I say they just remove him. But I've been saying that about Trader Go for like a year, and he's still there.
Yeah, and you've been saying that about the achievement for
the Raven.
The Raven. For longer.
And you know what? The other day I was playing, and I got a stupid pop-up for an operation, and I know you can click F5 and it'll just refresh your page and get rid of it, but you have to, like, you get the pop-up, you exit out, it's like, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. You know, when you're showing me a loot item that's half of what the stats of my best items, I'm not going to be enticed to do an operation. So they should get rid of that feature too.
Well, or if they're going to keep that feature, they should make it a little bit easier for us to actually close the window.
Or give us an option. They have the stupid settings in our account dropdown, and you can turn off your 2x mastery boost, your secret drops, and your treasure chest, which is a whole nother story of things they never update. Like, you can turn those off. Why can't I turn off my operations? Why can't I turn off that stupid pop-up when I go to my game that tells me to send free gifts?
And yeah, that goes back forever, asking for opt-out buttons.
Yeah, this is stuff we've been saying forever. And bring back the boss fights, or get rid of that tab. Like, we must get asked on our page, when are boss fights coming back? Or when is the third property going to be here? Mm-hmm. And instead, they, like, give us hellish hydraulics. Like, we don't need a new feature. We need you to tone down the events, fix the permanent features, make up your mind, do something with the fight club, the treasure chest, the operations, trade or go, and I'm sure there's others. Release that third property or get rid of it too.
It's time to let Trader go. Couldn't resist, sorry.
Okay, start campaign.
Yeah, we need to have banners and all this stuff.
That could have been a fun feature if they hadn't slapped the reward points on it. Why not just remove the reward points and give us a way to dump our loot?
Yeah.
Even though they already did, they just don't know it.
Yep.
But they'll probably fix that too if they see it works.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Anybody got a shout out?
I don't have a scout out. I've got a scout out. Actually, I do have a scout out. I just want to say that the Spocks are recruiting. We had kind of mass turmoil and turnover. So anybody that's looking for a new family or an existing family that they've not been a part of it yet, they can go to spockon.me/recruit and then sign up, and one of our people, Abby, probably will get back to you.
Do you have any requirements?
No, we just want people that play. And they,
did you say mental requirements?
No, minimum.
Minimum no. requirements. No, we have never done that. You know, you have to have, you know, 10K combined or 15K combined attack and defense and all that kind of stuff. You know, there are some people in the group that like to battle. So, you know, if that's something you're into, there's a set of the group that'll do that. If you're into just doing the rest of the stuff in the game and, you know, family rewards and stuff, then that's what the majority of us try to do. So, you know, it's pretty, I mean, for the most part, it's a pretty easygoing group. Occasionally, someone spouts off and says something that offends someone else, but that seems to be notorious for families, so.
It's the family life.
Not much you can do.
Who do you want
that.
People to contact if they want to join?
That's what I said. You can go to spockon.me/recruit, and it'll take you to our form, and then one of the recruiters will get back in touch with you.
Okay.
Abby is one of them now, and Cynthia is the other one, and either one of them will get back in touch with you, and if they determine that, you know, seem like you're a good fit, then they'll send me a message, and then I actually send the friend request and add to the family, so.
Maybe I'll make a blog post for you.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Spocks are recruiting.
I think we're recruiting, too.
There you go.
Well, we're always recruiting, like, to fill our empty spots.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we're at, too.
Because you get a lot of turnover.
Yep.
And then once in a while, you get massive turnover when there's a situation.
There's always a situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jen, do you have a shout-out?
Yes. My shout-out is to the people at the Mafia War add-on, Glenn, Don, Daniel, David. They have their own hosting site now. They used to go through players or user scripts. And so they had asked me to update the link on my blog. So I was like, oh, I'll write a blog post. And they were so thankful and so nice about it. So I appreciated that. So shout out to them. And it's easy. It's MafiaWarsAddon.com.
Mm-hmm. Easy enough.
Easy peasy.
I'm going to give a shout out to Chester. He's in China.
He's back in China again?
Listen to the show.
I don't think he listens.
Aw.
Yeah. He's not a fan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's doing. He it looks like he's been eating a lot. I don't know.
Why does he look like he gained weight?
No, he just always posting food.
Well, I thought of him. When I went to San Diego, I ate at an In-N-Out Burger and just thought of him and his what's his double double with animal style.
Triple animal style, I think. something artery clogging.
Yep.
For sure. So, well, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Have a great week.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I want a car, get them crashing to the brave new world. I want to ride.